4. The Andites. The Andite races were the primary blends of the Pure Line Violet race and the Nodites, plus the evolutionary peoples. In general, Andites should be thought of as having a far greater percentage of Adamic blood than the modern races. In the main, the term Andite is used to designate those peoples whose racial inheritance was from 1/8 to 1/6 violet. Modern Urantians, even the northern white races, contain much less than this percentage of the blood of Adam. The earliest Andite peoples took origin in the regions adjacent to Mesopotamia more than 25,000 years ago, and consisted of a blend of the Adamites and Nodites. The second garden was surrounded by concentric circles of diminishing violet blood, and it was on the periphery of this racial melting pot that the Andite race was born. Later on, when the migrating Adamites and Nodites entered the then fertile regions of Turkestan, they soon blended with the superior inhabitants, and the resultant race mixture extended the Andite type northward. The Andites were the best all-round human stock to appear on Urantia since the days of the Pure Line Violet peoples. They embraced most of the highest types of the surviving remnants of the Adamite and Nodite races, and later, some of the best strains of the Yellow, Blue, and Green men. These early Andites were not Aryan, they were pre-Aryan. They were not white, they were pre-white. They were neither an Occidental nor an Oriental people. But it is Andite inheritance that gives to the polyglot mixture of the so-called white races that generalized homogeneity which has been called Caucasoid. The purer strains of the violet race had retained the Adamic tradition of peace-seeking, which explains why the earlier race movements had been more in the nature of peaceful migrations. But as the Adamites united with the Nodite stocks, who were by this time a belligerent race, their Andite descendants became, for their day and age, the most skillful and sagacious militarists ever to live on Urantia. Thenceforth, the movements of the Mesopotamians grew increasingly military in character and became more akin to actual conquests. These Andites were adventurous. They had roving dispositions. An increase of either Sangic or Andonite stock tended to stabilize them. But even so, their later descendants never stopped until they had circumnavigated the globe and discovered the last remote continent.